John Murray is here. He's the executive producer of New Year's Eve Blast Chicago and a member of Choose Chicago. Hi, John.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you. But before I get to specific questions about ideas, and get your pens and papers ready, everybody, because he has great ideas, things you can do over New Year's if you don't have plans at this point. It says here in your bio, which is amazing, for what you've done for the city of Chicago. So for being, I'm a Chicagoan, so I just want to say thank you very much. And it says here you're passionate about your hometown of Chicago. You've made it a competitive city. The World Sport Chicago was yours. You founded Chicago Sports Commission in 2011. You served as the inaugural chairman, overseeing its growth and helping to drive an increase of more than 200,000 annual hotel rooms just as a part of that event. You supported transition efforts for both Mayors Lightfoot and Emanuel. The Olympic bid was you, really, behind the Olympic bid. And I'm just touching on what you've done for Chicago. Now, here's why I ask you that. And here's the question. And it's a real question. With the crime being what it is, do you feel challenged that you come up with these great events that you produce or help promote or both, and then people say, oh, I don't know if I want to go?
Well, first of all, thank you for that very kind intro. I would say that there are many, many, many people, especially behind the Olympic bid, which was led by Pat Ryan, and I was proud to play a part. In terms of you know, the situation that the city's facing, and the situation that cities are facing all over the country and around the world these days, you know, it's not necessarily anything new. We've always had challenges, and every major city does. And one of the reasons that we try to put on these, you know, what we would call demand drivers, you know, that bring attention to the city, bring tourism to the city, bring much needed dollars to the city, is to overcome sort of the negative press that sometimes is what leads, whether it's, you know, something about crime, like you mentioned, or if it's something about, you know, the weather in Chicago. And one of the things we've been really passionate about in the last decade is trying to support Chicago's image as a great place to visit, not just in the summertime, when it's absolutely, you know, amazing, but also in the wintertime, because it's a fantastic winter city and there's so much to offer. And sometimes those, you know, negative images of cars stranded on Lakeshore Drive or, you know, record low temperatures or things like that can do damage to us as well from a tourism perspective. So we're always looking for ways to put a positive spin on the city, to show it in this light, and to show how great it is for, you know, all of us that live here and enjoy it every day, you know, a chance to show that to the world and have people visit. And what we found is that people, when they visit, they love it. You know, universally, people love this city, and they're always surprised when they arrive and when they experience it, how much there is to do, how beautiful it is, how clean it is, how wonderful the people are. And so we're just always trying to find ways to get that in front of people and get us into the consideration set when they're planning their winter travel.
You know, surprise was the word. I really, honest to goodness, I was just going to say the same thing, because when you talk to people who have not been to Chicago and they say, Chicago was, and they continue and they're talking, and I was so surprised. And those words, I was so surprised, always, and I do mean always, in the conversation. You know, I want to talk about, before we talk about New Year's, some things to do maybe in the winter. I'm looking out the window right now. It's kind of it's cloudy and dull, but I'll tell you, the weather has been amazing so far. But I know I'm from here. It's going to change and it will get colder. But there are so many things you can do if you bundle up. Let's talk about some of those things.
Yeah, well, first and, you know, foremost, the city has so much to offer. You know, the stuff downtown gets a lot of the attention sometimes, but I think what you've seen over the past few years is an increased awareness of everything the city has to offer from a culturally diverse landscape, you know, across all 77 neighborhoods. And you know, whether it's going for fantastic Mexican cuisine in Pilsen, or going to the Mexican American Art Museum, or going to, you know, an uptown jazz club for cocktails, or going to the Pullman community and experiencing, you know, that bit of history there. There's so many things to offer. There's small theaters, you know, sort of boutique cultural institutions all over the city, and people love that. It's one of the things they really do love about the city, especially international visitors, because there's so many international communities that are here, of 25,000 people or more, you know, dozens of them, where they can get, you know, a piece of international exposure and how the city weaves that together in a tapestry and makes it interesting, you know, here. So there's that to offer. And then there's the big, you know, what I'd call the bigger events, right? So the things that are going on for the next few days. So the ones you don't want to miss because they're going to be expiring probably next Monday are a lot of the light shows. So whether it's Light Up the Lake at Navy Pier with, you know, a fantastic indoor experience with lights, ice skating, and the works there. Even get to go on the Ferris wheel, which is weather controlled, so it's climate controlled. So you get a nice, pleasant ride in the Ferris wheel, get a great view of the city. But also the zoo lights at Lincoln Park are going through the 2nd of January. There's obviously ice skating at the, you know, in the shadow of the bean or on the ribbon in Millennium Park, which is always a fantastic winter tradition. There's a very cool exhibit at the Museum of Science and Industry that runs for another week or two with Christmas around the world and some really amazing exhibits there. And then, of course, there's you know, always the shopping on the Mag Mile, and now we're getting into that post-holiday shopping deals session. I know my wife and girls just left a little while ago to go, you know, help the economy a little bit by buying some discounted merchandise after the holiday. So,
well, that's good.
And the lights up Michigan Avenue continue.
Yeah, that's good for the economy. Maybe not good for your pocketbook today. Today, John, I don't know that you know this. It is National Zoo Day. And you mentioned the Lincoln Park Zoo. The Lincoln Park Zoo is a world-renowned zoo. It costs how much money to get in? It's so expensive. It is what?
Free.
Free, my favorite four-letter word. And it's right in the neighborhood, you know, and it's so easy to get to. When you get cold out, you have to wear a mask, but that's okay. You do everywhere now, and you just go inside, you know, and it's doable. You know, that's the great thing about the Lincoln Park Zoo, and they have some new exhibits. And yes, Zoo Lights is happening right now. You might have to make reservations for that, actually. So check out the Lincoln Park Zoo website for that. Also, Gallagher Way, that's another place. You mentioned, too, the Ribbon and Millennial Park. But Gallagher Way, you can go ice skating as well, correct?
Absolutely. And you know, what the transformation of Wrigley Field and the surrounding area with Gallagher Way and all the other amenities that have been added to the community there in Wrigleyville over the past decade, you know, just making an amazing year-round destination. It's no longer just a place to go for baseball, but certainly year-round activities. And you're right. Right now they have an ice skating rink there, and then there's plenty of establishments all around where you can grab a cold or hot beverage after you're done skating.
Now, let's say it's just me and you talking, right? It's just us. So let's talk about what people might not know about. And that is, because of everything going on in the world and everything going on in Chicago, the hotel rates are a lot lower than what they typically are. So if you're in suburban, you name it, Barrington, Schaumburg, Downers Grove, wherever you are, you can spend a weekend in the city, even last minute, like right now, and make arrangements. If you look around, you can get an amazing hotel deal. But you and I aren't really talking about that, right? We don't want to divulge that information.
I don't think they mind talking about it. You know, Chicago's always been a fantastic deal from a hotel perspective and restaurant and museum perspective as well, just because it's easier to get in. A lot of times there's a little bit less demand. There's less obvious conventions and shows. You know, one of the most surprising things I learned early on during the Olympic bid when we were doing the research was the number of hotel rooms. And I was shocked to find that Chicago has more than twice as many hotel rooms as New York City.
Really?
And yeah, 105,000 hotel rooms. The number's probably gone up even a little bit, but about 105,000 hotel rooms within, you know, sort of 25 miles of the city, which is more than anywhere except Orlando and Las Vegas, anywhere else in the United States. And it's because of all those great conventions and shows that we bring here year round. And, you know, unfortunately, those shows aren't happening very often in the winter months, especially on the holidays. And so there's lots of hotel availability, and that's when there's time to get deals. So as you said, you could find some great deals on some incredible hotel. We have some of the best hotels in the world in Chicago, and the amenities are first class. And you can even find hotels with swimming pools. Certainly, hotels all along the river where you can go along the river walk during the day. Eating some fantastic restaurants in the evening.
Well, what do we do over New Year's Eve aside from say Happy New Year? That's right. Mr. Fun is here. John Murray will talk about some ideas, some things you can do over New Year's when you actually go out, unlike our own Bob Kessler, who's just going to stay in and be a hermit. Happy New Year! And the man who ought to know, he's Mr. Party for Chicago. That's your new name, I think, John Murray. Forget about executive director, New Year's Eve, Blast Chicago, member of Choose Chicago. It's Mr. Party. I like that better.
Well, thank you.
That's all he has to say about that. All right. So he's thinking, why did I say yes to do this thing? So the question here is, for New Year's Eve, if you don't have plans, what might some be that people might not have thought about? Things that we can do relatively last minute.
Sure. There's a ton of offerings. Everything from, you know, those that want to stay home and enjoy it from the comfort of their home to people that want to go out and be in a safe, party environment, and have a more traditional New Year's Eve celebration. On New Year's Eve, we stage an annual river fireworks display. It was actually put on hold over the past year due to the pandemic, but we're excited to be back, and this year is going to be the biggest fireworks display in the city's history, over a mile and a half long, choreographed Wow. and synchronized display, 8 launch points along the river, all the way from the Wolf Point near the Merchandise Mart, all the way to the lake off of Navy Pier, with a fantastic show. And there's plenty of hotels, restaurants, parties, even riverboat cruises that you can book to get a front row seat to that, from inside, or come out, enjoy the fireworks at midnight, and then scoot back into to the warmth of your party. And folks can go to nyeblast.com for that, or they can go to choosechicago.com for all the types of activities that are available in Chicago. But we have plenty of hotel rooms, restaurants, party options available there that people can avail themselves to.
All right, nyeblast.com, that's what you said?
Yep, absolutely. And also, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that, you know, if you do decide to celebrate from home, everything will be telecast live on WGN-TV starting at 11 p.m. So we'll have Dean Richards and Lars Barthe and other hosts at 3 different locations along the river broadcasting live, and they'll have the full fireworks display with the corresponding music soundtrack playing at midnight.
That's excellent. So at 11 o'clock, if you choose to stay home, just tune in the station, I think you called WGN-TV, and you can see our own Dean Richards, Lourdes Duarte, and others host this event that you're talking about. But there is more, correct?
Oh, there's so much more. So much more. And if you go to shootychicago.com, as I said, it's such a great resource in terms of all the things that are available around the city. And again, not just for New Year's Eve, but throughout the winter months, and has fantastic ideas. Even as someone who's a local and thinks he knows most of what's going on in the city, I'm always constantly and pleasantly surprised when I visit the website and see all the new things that are coming out. There's so many just pop-up shows and little one-off events that get publicized on there. It's just hard to keep up with everything these days.
Yeah, that's true. So very good. Well, John Murray, or I should say Mr. Party, thank you very much. Executive producer, New Year's Eve Blast Chicago, and a member of Choose Chicago, nyeblast.com, for further information. Thank you so much, John.
Thanks, Steve. Mr. Party signing off.
Thank you.